Rolani, he has to go. That guy, it's very clear that he has never played football. They should sack him. I think they should really sack him before a lot of damage is done.
Nokovic, he's done it again. He will done it in the future.
Welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. What a crazy weekend in the PSL. Goals galore and some impressive performances. Kaizer Chiefs remain top of the table after an impressive 5-3 victory against Bloemfontein Celtic on the back of that Nurkovic hat-trick. Elsewhere, Pirates dropped 2 points against Baroka FC despite leading 2-0 with less than 10 minutes remaining, highlighting their defensive issues once more. Well, after both of those matches, we asked you all to send your voice note reactions through, and you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Soccer La Duma Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Chiefs fans were in a happy mood after another victory in the PSL, but despite their attacking prowess, their defense did still concede 3 in the match, which some fans say needs to be addressed.
Yeah, sanibona ukhuluma umphetho lona wakamkhize. Cha, mina ngithi performance eKaizer Chiefs right now isenhle kakhulu, but lapha emuva sinenkinga lapha na ifuzo bekisisa lapha kumathoko enokhadosa. Umathoko akakwazi ukumaka and ukuyipositiona njengamanje sekuthanda ukumshaya. Ucoach umengalungisa lapho, hayi enye into, hayi siyabonga coach.
Hi, I'm Duduzi Ngumalo. I think there's a problem in Kaizer Chiefs defense. If you look at the game against Maritzburg on the Telkom semi-final and the one for yesterday against Bloem Celtic, I think they are a bit exposed there. Cardoso and Matoho, it's not a good combination for me. I think Ngezana should start instead of Matoho.
Mostly, though, Chiefs fans were, of course, in high spirits after a highly entertaining victory.
Samir Nokovic, he's done it again, and he's done it in the past. He will done it in the future. Nokovic, Nokovic, the savior, the savior. Oh, my daughter, Nasugela Cha,
my perspective over Kaizer Chiefs is a very big team, and now this season is doing an impact. We would like to thank the minister Bobby Mutaung and all. I think, yeah, he's doing good. Nokovic, Kokota Piano.
Yeah, we want to say thank you to Kaizer Chiefs. Nice performance. Shapa Kusi Shapa. Nokovic, top goal scorer for the season. This season, Nyambon Usendlilin Nokovic. Castro, number one, good performance. Yonke team performe kamnandi. Siyabonga le league lesihamba nayo. Thank you, Kusi Nation. Shapa Kusi Shapa.
Wow, what a performance from Kaizer Chiefs. Coming from Brehant, 3 goals and scored 5 goals. Wow. I think Nurkovic is our star. He's a legend. I hope he continue with his form from Masinga Nyigo.
Good evening, it's Soccer La Duma. My name is Junior Jonase. I'm calling from Cape Town. Kaizer Chiefs actually was very hungry for the win, and their mission is to win all the games that they do come with them. And the mission is very clear now. You know, when a team loses or keeps following or getting trailed by the opponent all the time, but they don't give up, their spirit is high all the time, it tells you that the mission there is very clear. The understanding between the players and the coach is excellent. So I so wish the boys carry on the way they do, irrespective of their trailing the opponent. But their mission at the end of 90 minutes is that 3 points must be pocketed. Thank you.
And as has been the case all season long, where Chiefs claim victory, Pirates find misery. They leaked 2 goals in the last 10 minutes of regulation to end up with a 2-2 draw against Baroka FC. And the fans were understandably upset, to say the least.
Good afternoon. I'm really disappointed on Rulani because of his pride. You know, how can you put Asavela Mbegile on the bench? How can you put Justice Shabalala on the bench How can you put Motsuhari, I mean Nyathama? How can you put Memela, Shonga? The guy must be fired with immediate effect.
Hi, Mbolise. Baba Meli. Abakusokala Duma, ngasenza jazz laba Stellenbosch. Yeah, and boni tu sisiya pambili ipaga paga phansi ko Roland. Ayikwazi this leader ngo 2-0 sizobethwa ke kanje yani lose liya kuthi singeyasi Pirates. No one boni kakuhle tu because amakenza into because enough is enough now.
Latoma, Roland, he has to go. That guy, it's very clear that he has never played football. And for me, the way he does things, you take a look at that team of Mitchell and his team. They are two different teams. But why? Because he was supposed to carry on from what Mitchell was doing because he spent two seasons with Mitchell. But now he wants to bring his own philosophy, which is, doesn't work for the team. And I think for that reason, I think they should sack him. I think they should really sack him before a lot of damage is done. Thank you.
This coach doesn't know how to win games. You can't win two. You can't winning 2-0. Then you concede two goals in the second half. No. He don't know how to substitute. He always make wrong choices. And look at the defense. He doesn't have a back four that a coach can rely. So I think he should go January. He should go at the market and buy players. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. This is a gift from Cape Town.
Hello, everybody there. A game between Baroka and Orlando Pirates. I will say, Mr. Rulani Mokoena has to be honest to himself. He must go and learn to win elsewhere and come back wise. He always failed to defend and also failed to win a dressing room. Discipline to players is not ayoba. Pirates is a big team. You can't concede two goals in 10 minutes. Baroka played very well. They deserve that 2-2 draw, but Pirates have a leaky defense. Mokoena must stay away from talking too much to the media. He must focus to the team, prepare team well, prepare team mentally, prepare team physically, you know. And for me, one factor that affects Pirates at the back, we have Alfred Ndengane. You don't play the boy. He's a good boy. He's young, physically strong. We still have a pigeon. But a pigeon, we always see them 7 years work. A pigeon must retire, finish, and laugh. He cost Orlando Pirates in many games. He's old enough. He must stay away from Orlando Pirates, go to the development team, bring young blood to the team, build the team of caliber of Orlando Pirates. Denis Morel, Solo Sport in Mule, Rustenburg region.
And that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Another big week ahead with Sundowns and Bidvest Wits playing midweek in the league before Sundowns face Maritzburg United in the Telkom Knockout Final this weekend. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the latest from myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella. Have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.